Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Friday, January 23rd, 2015, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's a look at tonight's top stories.
Tonight, the controversial responses to the death of the Saudi king. Then, experts call the latest ISIS video a fake. And a billionaire with two jet-setting nannies says your life is too extravagant. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
But on the surface, trendies all swarming around.
Well, not content with giving the third world toxic vaccines or pumping them full with GMOs. No, now Bill Gates is pushing for a cashless society. Now, he is promoting this digital currency for third world countries as a way to allow the poor to use their phones like credit cards, store their financial assets digitally instead of keeping hard currency at home. He says by 2030, 2 billion people who don't have a bank account today will be storing money and making payments with their phones. Now, he doesn't mention that a cashless society will enslave the poor into an electronic monetary system that they don't control. It's a system that will allow the governments and banks to confiscate money at will through taxes and bail-ins. And this is exactly what we saw happen in Greece. Banking customers there saw 10% of their accounts siphoned to pay off the banksters. Bank accounts were frozen and their accounts were just culled. And as Kit Daniels points out in his article, they wouldn't even need to wait for an economic crisis to loot digital bank accounts. With a cashless scheme that Gates is proposing, they could simply impose a tax and confiscate this money automatically. And confiscating digital currency, it's almost humane compared to what the elite really has planned for the rest of us. Harvard professor Margot Seltzer told attendees at the World Economic Forum in Davos that privacy was dead. And she warns that soon miniature mosquito drones will perpetually monitor individuals and they can forcibly extract DNA on behalf of the government and insurance companies. She said it's not a matter of if they're going to do this, but when. And a fellow Harvard academic warned that an era of genetic McCarthyism was on the way as a result of people's personal genetic information being available to governments via the internet. Obviously, the definition of McCarthyism being the practice of making unfair allegations or using unfair investigative techniques, especially in order to restrict dissent or political criticism. So she's saying that this is going to be ushering in a new era of genetic McCarthyism because of these mosquito drones flying around. They're going to be taking your DNA without your permission, of course. So these are things that the world leaders there at the World Economic Forum are talking about and discussing about things that are happening. Now, we reported yesterday that Google CEO Eric Schmidt told the Davos attendees that the World Wide Web would disappear as an external concept. And of course, what he's talking about is the introduction of an internet brain chip. He said it would be a part of your presence all the time. Imagine you'll walk into a room and the room is dynamic. And with your permission and all of that, you are interacting with the things that are going on in the room. And of course, as we know, Eric Schmidt is the one that famously said, well, if you don't want to be caught doing something, then maybe you shouldn't be doing it. So he's just quite the privacy advocate. And, you know, as he points out, with your permission, but I'm sure the hackers aren't going to be asking for your permission before they hack into your brain chip, or these mosquito drones aren't going to be asking for your permission before they take your biometric information back to the government. These people are sick. And just to show that these ideas are for the sheep and for the useless eating masses and not for the elites, this is what they're also talking about. Billionaire Jeff Green, he made some comments at Davos as well. And he said, the U.S. is facing a jobs crisis that's going to cause social unrest and radical politics. We've been hearing them talk about this a lot. Well, what he says is America's lifestyle expectations are far too high and need to be adjusted. So we have less things and a smaller, better existence. Oh, he's so green. It sounds like he's just really worried about the environment. He's so concerned about us. He says we need to reinvent our whole system of life, right? Well, this is billionaire Green who flew his wife, his children, and two nannies into Davos on a private jet. And he's selling one of his homes for $195 million dollars. But he's saying we need to lower our expectations and adjust our lifestyle, adjust our whole system of life. It's basically the same thing as when Obama told Africans that they can't have air conditioning. We can't all have air conditioning. It's, you know, it's just not green. So these people are clearly out of touch, just like the Clintons. The Clintons are out of touch. And no, I'm not talking about them claiming to be dead broke. Here, they are praising their personal friend, the late Saudi King Abdullah, for his humanitarian efforts. They said in a statement, "We are grateful for his support of efforts for peace in the Middle East, our close economic cooperation, the kingdom's humanitarian efforts around the world, its contributions after the earthquake in Haiti, and of course his efforts to modernize Saudi Arabia's economy and education systems." And it goes on and on. King Abdullah was for decades the figurehead for a regime with an atrocious human rights records. The government treats women worse there than terrorists, worse than animals. The king even imprisoned two of his own daughters who have been under house arrest for the last 13 years. The authorities there routinely behead more people than ISIS. Women can, of course, be charged with terrorism simply for driving. But these are people that the Clintons want to praise. They just want to praise him because they're so humanitarian. And of course, people are all in an uproar as well in the UK because the British monarchy demanded that to fly the flags at half mast to honor this Saudi dictator king. And of course, the tweets condemning this came in swiftly. They say Saudi Arabia banned women from driving and behead people for sorcery, and you are showing them respect. Are you insane? They say perhaps it could be a mark of respect for the poor souls that are beheaded and flogged on a regular basis. And last year, the Saudi regime put into effect a new law which allows the kingdom to prosecute as a terrorist anyone who demands reform, exposes corruption, or otherwise engages in dissent. So, of course, that goes toward women. It could be applied to women who attempt to drive or who maybe don't wear the appropriate headwear in public. Because during King Abdullah's reign, 15 schoolgirls were killed after religious police there refused to let them leave a burning building because they were not in Islamic dress. So here is this great humanitarian that everyone just wants to praise because he just did so much for the country. And The Guardian's Andrew Brown calls King Abdullah the embodiment of the wickedness of Saudi Arabia's regime. He says women are beheaded in the street. Liberal thought is punishable by flogging. The young men it sent to fight in Afghanistan turned into Al-Qaeda. The Sunni jihadis, whom Saudis have funded in Iraq and Syria, turned into ISIS. It has spread a poisonous form of Islam throughout Europe with its subsidies and corrupted Western politicians and businessmen with its culture of bribery. And the Saudis have always appealed to the worst forms of Western imperialism. Their contempt for other Muslims is as great as any American nationalists. And so, of course, that's just kind of flying in the face of what the Clintons are saying, that the kingdom has spread these humanitarian efforts around the world. Right, I guess they mean ISIS and Al-Qaeda, but that is not all that the Saudis have been involved with.
This is a way for the families to get peace and the American people to know the truth about 9/11.
And I know you're not supposed to tell us everything that's in it, but when they use national security to hide crime, we have a responsibility. How much, I mean, you've talked about it before. I've talked to military people that have been involved in the House that have seen it. I mean, basically, it's that Saudi Arabia was running the operation.
Well, I would say this because it's already been actually Bob Graham, who was helped write the 9/11 report. He actually said at the news conference that the Saudis were behind the 9/11 attack, and also that this would allow the families, if these 28 pages could be published, this would help the families in their lawsuit against the Saudi Arabian government for damages that were done to the American people on 9/11.
My God, what type of apology do we owe the Iraqi people for blaming them for this?
So the outpouring of support for King Abdullah are just once again proof that the Western government, Western leaders are hypocrites. They're perfectly content to tolerate and praise these type of dictatorships while putting sanctions against Russia or Iran and other, you know, what we might call milder regimes. Now, the fate of the hostages who have been threatened with death under ISIS is unclear. Their deadline expired today. The militants had demanded $200 million for their release. Now, a tweet from a Twitter account that's linked to ISIS said the hostages had been killed because of Japan's choices, which I guess what they mean is by not offering to pay this $200 million ransom. And the tweet was on the same account that previously posted the countdown clock, and it warned that a new video was being sent to production. Now, experts are saying that this original ISIS ransom clip is faked. They say analysis says the video was shot using a green screen and a phony backdrop, and light is coming from two different angles. A breeze appears to blow, but there's no sand, which would, you know, you would think would be obvious if you were in a desert. So here we have the lamestream media actually coming out and saying that this is fake. The media is having to point out how it clearly looks staged. Because, you know, the propaganda is just a little too obvious for them to even ignore or to even try to lie about. People are just getting a little bit too smart to be continually lied to. And this is a good thing because ISIS has really been trying to spread this fear throughout the world. They've really been feeling themselves lately, thinking that they've been doing this excellent production and that they've been gaining steam and prestige and getting more support through all of their social media efforts. But now it seems that people have gotten a little bit of fear porn fatigue, and rather than cowering in fear, they are now turning these terrorists into a joke, into the joke that they are. Japanese Twitter users aren't cowering in fear at these supposed terror threats. Instead, they're turning Jihadi John into an internet meme. Their memes contain ninjas, Japanese anime characters, Dr. Evil, bananas, and more. Now, Peter Payne, who is the owner of JList.com, it's an online store that sells Japanese goods, explained the hashtag's overall meaning. He said, "You can kill some of us, but Japan is a peaceful and happy land with fast internet. So go to hell." I think this is great because this is what we need to do. We need to transform our fear into empowerment. This is one of the tools of control that we've been saying and we know that they use to control us is fear. And this is something that we need to be able to free ourselves from. And transforming fear into humor is a great way to do that. Now, I'm not saying that the beheading videos are fake, but they're clearly staged. Now, perhaps one of the reasons why it looks like it's been produced in a studio in front of a green screen, we know ISIS has taken over at least 5 news stations, so we know they have production capabilities. You know, perhaps they want to hide their location, so they're doing it in front of the green screen. But nevertheless, the use of all of this green screen and production value has been questioned. People don't believe that these videos are real. And of course, this is not helping ISIS.
I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com. Now, an article was released today by the Daily Sheeple, and the headline is the ISIS Japanese beheading video green screened or what? People aren't buying it. Well, let's go ahead and take a look into this article. What they're saying so far is that they believe that this is a fake green screen video. And the main reason for that, if you look at the Japanese man who is on his knees to the left side, the shadow is on the inside of his neck. Then the other man to the left of him is on the exact same side. So that would show that there are two different suns in the sky bringing in two different shadows. So that is something obviously pretty sketchy with that. But most people are thinking that, like I said, that this is just too far-fetched. You have a shadow going down. There's a light, it looks like, that's on the right side of the shoulder of the man, which makes the sun direction change. Also, the eyes of Johnny Jihad look a little odd as well, like they've been closed the entire time. And then when he turns sideways a bit, you can see a pixelated part of his man dress going down the side. So it's definitely something to look into, but most people are thinking it is a fake video. All the videos we've seen thus far look pretty fake. We've been questioning it for some time. What we want to do is just point out the fact that this does look a bit sketchy. They've already said that they've picked up a lot of ISIS supporters who are in America, You know, so these kind of guys would probably have the tools to be able to edit a video like that. And it looks like this time on this video, they've kind of lost their touch. So we're going to take a look at a different video and show you how easy it would be to possibly set something up like this.
For all you Westerners that will be watching this, this is American journalist Josh Owens of Infowars.com. All he does is spread lies about the ISIS caliphate.
Stop, start over.
What's wrong?
I'm trying to look like I'm in a desert. How else would these stupid Americans believe what is going on if you can't get the f***ing lights right? I'm tired of reading the Daily Sheeple and Fox News and all this saying, oh, ISIS can't even make a real video.
I'm trying to get a character.
You look like a woman. The women cover their faces up.
Okay, why don't you watch the video of the guy and tell me what you see. Hold this a second.
Holy shit, this is a heavy knife.
Yeah.
I don't think it's sharp enough to cut my head off.
No. That's the whole point.
You stupid American. You think you know everything.
This is a warning to Western countries who try to step up to the caliphate. We will run the world, and we will kill any American. What? Allah damn it!
Sorry.
Wrong set! I'm trying to do a beheading video here! For the love of Allah! Okay. Back to the video.
Light bulb went out. Hold on. Alright, there we go.
The shadows don't match. People are gonna find out. They keep putting it into articles. We have to read what they're saying. It makes sense!
Let me try this. Does that work? Does that look better? Or that? One, two.
Ugh, this is so frustrating. Now we will kill the infidel.
You have to make them believe this.
ISIS!
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Coming up, geoengineering activists are staging a peaceful protest outside of the Weather Channel headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia, but they also are having to stand up against threats from trolls who are trying to intimidate them from protesting.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser oxy powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of super female or super male vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
City of Austin tap water versus filtered City of Austin tap water.
I can, like, taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
This has an aftertaste. Tastes like Austin water.
Yeah, it does. Ugh.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered with the ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
High quality H2O.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, Monsanto's deadly pesticide, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
Yeah, it has that processed flavor to it.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances and many more, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code WATER and save 10% off your ProPure purchase. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Info Warriors, I've got a call to arms for all of my geoengineering activists out there. A peaceful protest will be taking place outside of the Weather Channel headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia, this coming Monday, January 26, 2015. The group that is putting this on say that the Weather Channel is instrumental in selling the propaganda that attempts to confuse and delude citizens about geoengineering. Former 2012 congressional candidate Greg Palin and Mary Lou Harris, thank you all for joining us here at InfoWars. So, Greg, I know that you are really involved. You've been engaged in activism, especially when it comes to geoengineering. Talk to me a little bit about that. Why is this such a hot topic for you?
Well, Leanne, number one, I wanted to say thank you for having us. Thank you for the exposure. Geoengineering, I do believe, I fight a lot of battles, but geoengineering, I do believe, is the most important topic of our time. I fight the fluoride issue as well, the GMO issue, the mercury in the vaccine issue. But we can control the water we drink. We can control the food that we eat. We can control whether we take vaccines or not, but we cannot control the air that we breathe. And through tests of water, soil, snow, air, we have found very, very high quantities of aluminum, barium, strontium. We found arsenic, mercury, lead, and this is nanoparticulate form metals, which bypass the blood-brain barrier. And when you combine aluminum with fluoride, you get a 10,000% increase in toxicity. So the people that are drinking fluoridated water and then breathing this nanoparticulate aluminum, that alone should be a huge cause for concern. And I'm also an amateur astronomer. I'm a big outdoorsman. I love to fish. I love to hunt. So I look at the sky a lot. I have a big telescope here. And I first noticed this years ago with the, I don't like to use the term chemtrails, but the geoengineering chemtrail, let's call it that, just crisscrossing the sky in front of the moon, and did a lot of research, put up billboards about 3 years ago for What in the World Are They Spraying, the Michael Murphy documentary, and have put up quite a few more billboards with my own money for other organizations like Oath Keepers, InfoWars. I put up a billboard for InfoWars, InfoWars.com, seek ye the truth. I think you guys do a fantastic job, and we need to drive people to the alternative media so they can learn about topics like geoengineering, because it is the most important topic of our time. We have to get the spraying stopped.
Absolutely, and that was some really good information that you provided. It gets, you know, the more guests that we have on talking about this and just talking about the different kinds of spraying that are hitting us now, it gets a lot more difficult to believe that there isn't some nefarious idea behind it all. But of course, the issue is just getting the truth out there and just explaining what it is. And obviously, one of the main channels of propaganda is the Weather Channel. And so you all are going to be protesting outside of their headquarters. Talk to me about this protest.
That's correct. That's the belly of the beast. This is the propaganda machine that helps sell the polar vortexes and the new types of cloud formations that are clearly not normal. I've watched the sky they start spraying at approximately, a lot of days, 12 noon. I watch. And by late afternoon, it starts out as a crisscross pattern. And if you watch those trails dissipate, it forms milky haze. It goes from a perfectly blue sky to a totally hazed over white sky over a period of hours. And it takes time to witness this. I was fairly successful in my business life in a former life. I retired, semi-retired, about 40 years old, and sadly was doing a lot of fishing, a lot of shooting, a lot of the things I like to do. And I'm a big Second Amendment guy, Second Amendment rights guy. I do a lot of Second Amendment rallies. And just really witnessed these trails, watched them every day as I was fishing, and started to have some health problems related to lymph nodes. And I really truly believe that had a lot to do with what I was breathing, because I was getting a lot of exposure. But bottom line is, if you watch the skies as much as I've watched the skies, you will see exactly what I'm talking about. And these aren't water vapor contrails that dissipate typically within 20 plane lengths. These are trails that last for hours and hours and turn a perfectly blue sky into milky haze almost every day. And then when it's already milky haze, you'll see the trails through the clouds. And again, I watch the sky every single day and have for 5 to 10 years. What we're seeing is not normal. Not at all normal.
Definitely not. And I know personally myself, I've called in, just to the city hall, for instance, and just kind of talked to them about, well, what are you guys spraying up there? Have you taken a look at the sky today? And it's always playing dumb. There's no answers. Nobody knows who to talk to. Oh, we'll call the EPA. And it's always pushing it off to the next person, passing the buck. And the Weather Channel and your local news, your local weathermen, these are people who it is their job to explain to us what is happening in our skies. And we've had other guests on who are trying to compile some data that shows that these heavy spray days correlate with the days that they tell people, children and the elderly and those with asthma and bad allergies, shouldn't be outside. And they seem to coincide. So obviously the more that people are able to compile this data, the more videos that are uploaded, the more of these peaceful protests that are organized to help get the word out, all the billboards that you and other activists like you are putting up all over the place is really helping to break through the propaganda. Now, Mary Lou, I know that you are in charge of really organizing this whole event. You've, gone through the trouble of making sure there's food vendors and tents and all sorts of luxurious things that'll be out there for a lot of the protesters that show up. But you've actually faced something really hypocritical on Facebook, something that's actually quite frightening, but they're not taking it that seriously. Tell me about that.
Well, Facebook's not taking it that seriously. Mm-hmm. I stumbled onto a page. Actually, somebody posted it on the event page that I had put up. And it's a Facebook page that calls out for the execution of chemtrail activists and geoengineering fear mongers is what they called us.
On site.
Yeah, execute them on site. And then they posted our event and basically called for, your local crazies to come out and do what they're asking to be done. And I reported it to Facebook because I'm pretty sure that written death threats are something that can be prosecuted by law. I don't think if I sent an email to you today that said, hey, Leanne, I think I'm going to kill you, that it would just, be ignored by you or the local municipalities. I mean, that's a very serious thing to do. And this Facebook page calls out not only our event, but it says that they will give chemtrail activists their wings, which is a direct reference to what the gentleman, I shouldn't call him gentleman, shooter on the New York City police posted that to his Facebook page before he went out and killed those two men in cold blood. He said that he was going to give piggies their wings. And so, I mean, that's a direct reference to a very heinous crime that just happened. And that was kind of how I got the attention of the Cobb County Police Department, because that's something very near and dear to them, fellow officers being killed in another city. And they took a police report. We've got a case number. I mean, they are taking it very seriously because these written death threats are not a joke. And I actually engaged the page with just a couple posts back and forth. I didn't want to get too involved, but you know, I said to them, what you're doing is against the law. And he came back with a comment about how he checked with Mr. Rothschild, who the Rothschilds on the Weather Channel indirectly. And that was just a, you know, bust in my chops, basically, about the fact that we were protesting at the Weather Channel, that he had gone up to his, you know, his completely higher ups, and that it was okay for him to make written death threats to us. And I, you know, I take that very personally and very seriously. And so the fact that Facebook won't take that page down, I just find ludicrous. I mean, Facebook will go in and take down pictures of women that they post that they find too provocative. They'll take down comments that people make about, you know, religion that, that other users may find offensive. But there's a page whose title actually calls for my death, and Facebook won't take it down. So
right. We've seen Facebook complicit in these. They pick and choose what they want to censor. I mean, there are other pages up before that we've reported where they were openly calling for people to kill the protesters there at the Trayvon Martin rallies that were out, and they just left it up and they said it doesn't violate our policy, or they've left up videos showing beheadings, and people have complained and said at least put a graphic warning on this, that so children are on Facebook and they don't take it down, yet they'll take down photos of mothers breastfeeding or something like this. And obviously a death threat like this is something to take very seriously. And of course, you guys should expect some agent provocateurs and someone who's going to try and you know, turn this into maybe not a peaceful protest, or make you all look like crazies or something out there. It's something to try and devalue what you all are doing out there. And that right there should call to arms a lot of people who just aren't going to, you know, cower down to trolls that are out there on the internet.
Exactly. That's exactly right. They're trying to use fear and intimidation to keep people from coming to an event and participating. And you'd be amazed, Leanne, trying to get an event like this going. I bought signs for this event that disappeared. It was the first lost shipment that the company that I buy them from had in a year. Gone. Then they showed up a week later. I've sent shipments of DVDs out to California. Literally disappeared with tracking. Gone. Had to be reprinted. Activist boxes sent all over the country, gone. The activists aren't receiving them. They do not want the word out on this topic. And it's just so sad. I always say the average American has no idea of the level of evil that we're dealing with. And we better deal with it now while we have the chance. Because if we don't deal with it now, I was just telling Mary Lou that I wanted to briefly mention, I mean, we're looking at a tunnel that's just so dark. It's so narrow and dark at the end, and I see it because I've done so much research and I've read all their books, the Georgia Guidestones, the statements of John Holdren involving depopulation, Ted Turner, Prince Philip.
Right. They've definitely made their agenda very clear.
That's exactly right. And I'm not saying that it's just about depopulation. It's not. There's a whole lot of other purposes, solar radiation management, weather control, weather warfare. There's multiple agendas here. We could argue about, you know, what portion, and I've had philosophical discussions on this point, what portion of this involves depopulation. But I think there's no doubt. I read an article today about mind control, 600. This was from Natural News, from Mike Adams, talking about 600 different vaccines being administered, mind control vaccines. And we wonder sometimes why we can't reach. I try so hard, and some people you just can't reach. And I can't help but wonder if that's not why. Are they already experimenting? And we know some of what they're putting in, but there's probably a lot that we don't know. And it's just a perfect delivery mechanism for biological, for chemical, for all these different nasty
agents.
Agents. That's
yeah.
Exactly right. And it's horrifying. And again, we better deal with it now.
Right. We're looking at checkmate here. And that's it. I mean, it's time for people to wake up. It's time for people to stop saying, oh, well, it doesn't affect me if I keep my head in the sand, because it absolutely affects us all. Like you said, we can avoid drinking certain kinds of water. We can avoid eating GMOs, but we can't avoid breathing the air. We all need it to live, and we all deserve to know what exactly they are spraying. Now, talk to me a little bit about the specifics of this event. I know that six-term congresswoman and all-around badass Cynthia McKinney is slated to be there. But what else do people need to know specifically so that they can get involved with this event on Monday, January 26th, this Monday?
Bottom line is we're going to meet at the Cumberland Mall in the parking lot next to the Sears at Cumberland Mall in North Atlanta. It's right near the junction of 285 and 75, the perimeter around Atlanta 285. The Weather Channel headquarters is right there at 285 and 75. What is it, Mary? The 300 Interstate North
Parkway
Southeast.
Yeah.
300 Interstate Parkway North Southeast.
But all people need to remember is the Sears, because we're going to be running a van shuttle over to the office building area where Weather Channel headquarters is located, just to keep the traffic down from that area and give them kind of one less thing to cart us off for.
There is a government building right across the street from Weather Channel, and we did some scouting again yesterday, and we don't want people parking over there because we don't want this to turn into a situation where they're hauling off cars. We need to accomplish what we need to accomplish, and that's creating massive awareness. We need to wake up a lot of people, and we plan on accomplishing that on Monday, January 26th. It's going to start at 11 a.m. We'll be there till 5. I've got a shuttle running back and forth between 10:30 and 12:30 for the people coming, and in terms of departure, 3:30 to 5:30. We'll have a van running back and forth to take people the 2 miles between the mall and the Weather Channel headquarters. But
the food court for the Cumberland Mall is right upstairs. When they park outside of Sears, they can go in through Sears and go upstairs to the food court. That's really the closest food concessions we'll have for the event. So other than that, I think we've got all the details.
Yeah, and we'll have your Facebook page up there. People can go link to that as well. You can get all the directions there, the time, and the rundown. It has all of the rules of engagement to make sure this is a peaceful protest and that they aren't going to use any means to shut it down. Greg, Mary Lou, thank you so much for joining us on the show today, and we hope this is a very successful event, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Thanks for having us, Leanne.
That's it for the show tonight. Thank you for tuning in. If you're watching us on YouTube, hit the subscribe button and then head over to prisonplanet.tv. Your username and password can be shared with up to 20 people at the same time. We just started doing that. So that's 20 people that can have instant access to over 18 years worth of content, everything we do here at InfoWars. And of course, you are helping to support this operation. We'll see you here again Monday at 7 p.m. Central. City of Austin tap water versus filtered City of Austin tap water.
I can, like, taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
This has an aftertaste. Tastes like Austin water.
Yeah, it does. Ugh.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered with a ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
High quality H2O.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, Monsanto's deadly pesticide, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
It has that processed flavor to it.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances and many more, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code WATER and save 10% off your ProPure purchase. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.